This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This story just came out from Yahoo Sports. A California bill would make it the first state to restrict tackle football before high school. This is according to the Los Angeles Times, and they would prohibit kids from playing organized tackle football before high school, and California would be the first state to ban it. Before that time, Illinois, Maryland, and New York I don't know if that was bad writing in this article.
Mentioned Illinois. That story came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago that there was a proposal to ban tackle football for kids under the age of 12 in Illinois. I think you're going to see this a lot more often. I think you will see this a lot more often.
Yeah, you probably will. And under 12, okay.
I mean, how old is Luca?
He's 8.
And he's doing nothing but flag.
He's doing flag football. And that's great because there's a lot of agility. You're learning how to be – it's basically you're learning how to be a wide receiver or a quarterback.
Yeah. When does the hitting start for his age group?
Oh, he could play. They have tackle football, I believe, at his age group. He just doesn't play it.
So why don't you put him in tackle?
He doesn't really have a desire to play. He's only wanted to play flag. I necessarily don't want him to play, but he wants to play.
He's the Marvin Harrison of youth football players.
Man, he is.
Not going to get touched, baby.
No, he ain't going to touch him. He's too slow anyway. He'll never be able to avoid you. He's a big kid, though. Like, he'd be okay on the tackle football field. He's a big kid.
But he doesn't have that type of mentality.
Right? No, he's not aggressive. Yeah. He'd shy away. Yeah. That's just the way he is.
Yeah.
His little brother he would go after there and spearhead first, Barry Church style on Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm okay with the idea. If I'm a parent, I want my kid to play. Like, I don't know that I want the state to say, you can't play, you're too young. I just hate that. Let him play.
You don't want.
That's all he takes it to. It's all he takes it to.
Like, I don't know.
I'm against it because the state told me.
If my kid wants to play at 10 and I'm okay with it, let him play at 10.
You know what? I kind of agree with RJ on that one.
Oh my God.
True. I mean, the state should not determine how you want to raise your kid.
Every 12-year-old's different.
When it comes to sports, you shouldn't tell me what sports I can allow my child to play. If he has a fascination, if he wants to play football, like in Rockwall, they have tackle league 7-on-7 at second grade. If you want your child to do that and they know what can happen if they play that, the government shouldn't come in here and say, well, I don't think they should. No.
Dub, sounds like you object.
They're just trying to make it safer. I mean, at times, parents are upset at organizations for not doing more to keep their children safe, whether it comes down to the coaching techniques that are taught by, let's face it, people that are coaching football that maybe shouldn't be coaching football.
Ooh, shots fired.
Because there's so many teams out there.
Yeah, there's unqualified people.
I coach. Breaking any news there. But it's one thing for me to be unqualified and teaching a sport like soccer where, you know, I could be unqualified and it's never going to get you hurt. If I'm unqualified and I'm teaching you bad techniques in football, it could potentially not just get you hurt, ruin your life.
And I guess my question would be, if I'm a parent, is stopping them from tackling before a high school going to hurt when they just start, or is having them hit at the younger age preparing them better? You know, do I want to minimize the hits and the head-to-head at a young age, even though they could get used to form tackling and how to do it, versus just throwing them into the mix against 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are stronger and more physical and faster? Or do I want to have them get that preparation and technique early, even though they may be able to suffer an injury at a younger age?
No, exactly.
That's my question.
I exactly see your point there. I understand your point, and I understand Roy's point, because obviously he agrees with RJ and I. This should be determined on the coaching style and the organization. Yeah. The government shouldn't have its place in here.
But Roy doesn't agree with that.
No, Roy does. Because he's saying you should worry about coaching and the organization should be responsible.
I suppose if we're getting to a conversation of like what they should be monitoring, instead of passing laws, they should make it more incumbent on the coaches to meet a certain level of certification or something to that extent. But I can't say this.
Well, you can still have coaches. I don't want to put this all on coaches because there's a ton of people who volunteer their time.
They are volunteers.
It's a thankless job.
It is.
Yeah, I'd never do
that. I would never do it either. There's plenty of people who teach it correctly, but you're relying still on 7 and 8 year old kids to execute it, and it's just simply not going to happen.
But like we still allow soccer, right?
Yes.
Well, there's more.
They don't allow heading. They don't allow heading.
What do you mean they don't allow heading?
They don't allow headers are the number one reason for concussions in soccer. They do not allow kids under the age of 13 to head the ball anymore. They don't allow that.
And please,
that's a part of soccer rules.
That's fine. That's fine. That comes a part women's of it soccer, because women's soccer has more concussions in college than men's football.
I'm not arguing against that, by a wide margin.
By a concussion and a half per like 10,000 kids. Or 10,000 times.
That doesn't have anything to do with the techniques, though, that we're talking about, the teaching of the techniques. And number two, you know, people are upset. Well, I mean, the government puts a legal drinking age out there for a particular reason, right? Because 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds aren't of the right mind. They don't have enough life to have lived to understand how much more they have to go. And many 15-year-olds would say to you, this sport is all that matters to me. It is my life, and it's all I care about. But us, at the age of 30, would say to them, hey, kid, maybe don't take that sport too seriously, because chances are that's not going to be your life down the road, and you're going to want to live your life to your fullest. So I've got to make the decision to keep you from hurting yourself.
This is a California bill that would make it the first state to restrict tackle football before high school. According to the release, the bill would, quote, follow the advice of medical professionals and allow, and check the fan text, Rory, because I have a feeling they're going to be like, RJ, don't tell me to do this, and allow high contact elements from football programs only at the high school level. Yeah. The science is clear. Head injuries sustained at a young age can harm kids for the rest of their lives. Developing skills through flag football before high school is sound public policy. From a health and safety standpoint, we have an obligation to protect kids from dangerous long-term injuries resulting from tackle football, especially brain trauma. Chop, get the last word.
Oh, my God. You don't have an obligation. Their parents have the obligation to protect them. I mean, for crying out, you don't use the drinking for crying out loud on me here, because that's completely different. Kids can go to a party and drink without their parents knowing. You can't sign up for football without, or any sport, without your parents knowing. You need the permission. Your parents are the ones that sign you up. You got to pay for it. You think a 12-year-old kid's dropping $150 to play football? No, mom and dad are. Or mom or dad. Or dad.
No,
or just mom.
They're eating Tide Pods because they're dumb enough to do that.
Okay,
and no
but
one's
again,
stopping
that's
them.
In the privacy of their bedroom. They don't have to be driven to a football practice, to a Tide Pod eating
contest. What's it
going to
change other than make it safer? You act as if like the quality of football is going to go down.
Oh,
or,
absolutely.
Or people are going to stop wanting to play because that. No, they're not. What's developed the high quality of offensive football we see today? It's the 7-on-7 flag football all summer long that players play
and
now in
what
Texas.
What is killing tackling? They don't get taught how to tackle. And you learn a lot of these fundamentals at 9 years old, 10 years old. Again, I don't care. Like, my kid doesn't play tackle football. But don't tell me that he can't play because he's 9 years old.
All right, DeMarcus Ware came out and said, I don't necessarily know what the TV future is going to hold. I would like to go ahead and teach myself. And Rod Marinelli would be interested in that. Remember, D. Ware sat down with us, the back-to-back 30 minutes that we'll never forget, Radio Row with DeMarcus Ware and then Jason Witten. And D. Ware said, yeah, I would like to go ahead and mentor a lot of these young guys, and I'm a technique guy. And Rod Marinelli would be down for it because he's a technique guy as well. I'm a technician, and that's what Rod predicates his defense off of. It's about technique, knowing the strategy. That's what I do very well, and he enjoyed when I was out there. So we'll see if D. Ware comes and helps out the Cowboys. And Mike Fisher was skeptical earlier this morning saying, you know, it all sounds good till you have to be out there every single day putting the grind in. I don't know if this would be a full-time position, but you have him drop by, maybe like Charles Haley did with Randy Gregory since that worked out so well when we were out in Oxnard.
I would love to see this. I'd love to see D-Ware out there helping. I have no idea what he's going to be able to do, how good he's going to be. Some of these guys that are so great at what they do just don't have the greatest ability to teach that craft. They just simply know how to do it.
Do you think, like, I think of Witten as a technician. I think Witten
I do.
Could do it. He may not have the patience for inferior play. Was D-Ware more, you were here more when he was in his prime. I watched him, of course. I know he's a Hall of Famer. D-Ware not as technical as Jason, relying more on the great physical ability?
Well, Jason's different because Jason was like, Jason never had great physical ability of any kind. You know, he was just like technically sound, like just like you're saying. DeMarcus was technical because he was quick to learn this thing. I mean, he played and he got his start under a really good defensive mind in Parcells. You know, Parcells had taught, you know, he was with Lawrence Taylor, obviously. There were guys on the staff back then when he first got his start that really knew what they were doing. He was technically sound. But a lot of it was he was just so much better than everybody else.
All right, so tonight, is it tonight the release or last night? No pun intended.
I think I think technically the release is all day today.
All right. The climax is today, if you will.
Fellas,
what?
Just get used to it. You're going, and you're going to like it. 50 Shades is coming out. Is this the third one?
This is the third and, I believe, final one.
All right.
50 Shades. Now, they had 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and this one is 50 Shades Freed.
All right.
The climactic conclusion to the three-part cinema classic.
So, I guess a lot of guys are actually happy about it. It kind of spices up things in that area of the house. I remember, was it the first one that came out where we sent Roy in there?
Yeah, the first one came out. Roy was at the movie theater. Everyone's watching the romantic scenes of 50 Shades and keeping it to themselves. And Roy wasn't keeping it to himself.
Oh, yeah.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah, you get that. Yeah, Pimp, that's all you, baby. Oh, yeah, give this monkey what she wants.
What?
Give this monkey what she wants.
How did you not get shushed?
Yeah.
She was getting it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a lot of other noises going on there in the building.
It had to be a packed theater.
What else?
So,
that was not happening in the theater.
25 minutes left in this show.
It was.
This show needs the weekend bad. Yeah. Real bad. So, since he did that, the boss asked him to do something for today.
Yes, and so I decided to go to my wife, give her the classic baby voice talk that Mike Bassett is such a big fan of. And my plan was, I'm going to see if I can get her to want to spice it up a little bit. I'm going to take her to a 50 Shades Free show and maybe I can get her, you know, a little excited. Maybe I can get her in the mood and I can take advantage. This isn't a radio bit, by the way. This is just, you know, Roy trying to take advantage of what is available out there. Unfortunately, and what you will hear at the beginning of this audio is my wife playing with my son. He's got a pair of dinosaur jammies on. And unfortunately, within 5 seconds of me trying to do this bit, my wife did something that completely killed the mood.
Dinosaur booty, shake it. Dinosaur booty, shake it. Yeah, shake your tail feather, Raleigh Bear.
Hey, Bubsy.
Oh. What? Stop it, Raleigh.
What's that smell?
What do you mean, what's that
Is
smell?
That you? Did you fart?
No, I didn't.
You're lying to me.
I did not.
It smells like you had a spoonful of garlic.
I did not have minced garlic.
Did you do that? Is that why that minced garlic was in our sink?
No, I cooked with minced garlic the other day in my food because I'm a vegetarian now. You know that. And the only way to season my food is like garlic. You smell like garlic? You want to smell my armpit?
Oh, it does.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You need a shower.
Stop it. You love me. Raleigh Bear, go put your butt in Daddy's face.
So there you go. That's the 50 Shades bit that blew up before it started. What was the beginning of that? The highlight, no, was her talking to Raleigh.
Dinosaur booty, shake it, shake it. Dinosaur booty, shake it, shake it.
Got a lot of things in that audience.
Yeah, take your shake your tail feather, Raleigh Beer.
Oh, my God. There's so much there. Vegetarian now.
What was the smell?
Oh, it was like she had just unwrapped a bunch of garlic.
But what was it?
It was minced garlic.
Okay, not coming out of her.
It was coming out of her. Absolutely it was. Oh. It was a fart that she released, and it infiltrated my nostrils and destroyed whatever mood was going on there. And she left the entire thing in our sink. She left, like, the old bottle of minced garlic in our sink because, for some strange reason, she wants to keep these items thinking that we're going to recycle them at some point down the road.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.